Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Every indicator is the globalists are moving to start World War III to carry out terror attacks here domestically and blame them on Iran. You can be sure they claim that these guys are connected to Iran, they've grabbed in England, that it's guaranteed. We've got to expose who's behind the terror right now and short circuit this circus immediately. John Connor joins us. He's been confronting dirty beatnik liberals like Michael Savage, who poses conservatives, and Sean Hannity, little sniveling commies, for a long time. And he'll be here talking about 9/11, guerrilla activism, everything with us in his book, The Resistance Manifesto, in the next segment. Let's talk to James in New York. You're on the air, James. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you, I hope you're wrong, but it unfortunately it's true that all this stuff is going on with World War III and everything.
It's not like I make predictions very often. 5 years ago, 5 years, 15
exactly,
days ago, I predicted the 9/11 attacks with precision. And I'm telling you right now, they're moving ahead with major attacks right now. Something big is going to happen. Very, very soon, if we don't go absolutely nuts.
Exactly. We have to be careful with this because I don't know what's going to happen. I'm thinking maybe nuclear, full-scale nuclear, not maybe biological. Something maybe on a scale of maybe Hiroshima.
Well, I've got to watch more of their activities because they like to tell about it before they do it. But last time I said they'll probably attack the World Trade Centers, their asset Bin Laden will take the blame. It'll probably involve Northwoods-type operations with airplanes hijacking them by remote control, blowing them up. That was my quotes, and I said, call the White House, tell them don't carry it out, because I saw all the pieces going together, repeating for new listeners. I'm seeing that same pattern again here, this time to blame attacks on Iran that will be staged here domestically.
Right. Also, when we call, you have to call in like almost every day, especially Sean Hannity.
Yes,
especially him, because he's probably a demon.
He is a demon, yes.
Well,
he really is a demon.
Yeah.
All right, I appreciate your call, sir. Yeah, I mean, that fake little nice guy next door, that good boy fake act, that guy's a monster. That guy, again, I call them liberals because that burns the little neocon toadies out there who just, ugh, you're so sick. I mean, you think that fake stuff is conservative? They're Judas goats meant to pacify you and sell you out. They're scum. Let's go ahead and, I mean, I'm mad, folks. The country's going down. Let's go ahead and take a call from Mark in Wisconsin. Mark, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I'm the one that called Wisconsin Public Radio on Monday.
Yes, sir.
Maybe said it to July 25th, 2001 thing. And,
yes, my warning of July 25th, 2001, yeah.
And I couldn't sleep that night. I was rolling around like you do when your subconscious is working on you. And people are in denial, you know, and they don't want to do nothing. They're scared. I kind of, my subconscious composed a message, so here it goes. You can be scared and do nothing, or you can not be scared and be free. And I think that's what these people need to do. They need to wake up and quit being scared and do something. Because how do you think they're going to feel when this goes down and they haven't done nothing? You know, what are they going to think? You know, they're going to be glad to go to the concentration camps and their family get killed or what?
Well, as long as you're good and aren't with the terrorists, you'll be all right. The only jobs you'll be able to get is as a camp guard. And there'll be lots of newscasts from inside the camps showing how bad we are as detainees.
Yep.
Yeah, we deserve it.
Well, I'm going to let other guys get on, but I'd like to make an urgent request to all listeners. You can be scared and do nothing, or you cannot be scared and be free. Thanks, Alex. Infowars.com is good.
God bless you, my friend. I appreciate that. No, right now we got to be bold. We got to let the New World Order know we're going to stand against them. Believe me, they're already shocked by how many of us are going public, but they can't intimidate us. Look, we've got the initiative. You understand? We're in an arm wrestling match, and we're pushing them down to the mat. They're pushing back right now, trying to get purchase. It's not going to work. Slam them down. They start grunting on us. We've got to grunt right back down on them, give it that extra push. We're going to slam these people. Slam them. Bring down the terrorists.
It's
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
For those that just joined us, I have made my second prediction of my talk radio career. From all the evidence I have, it is a prime conjunction of different elements of the government's operations, the crime syndicate's operations, that we will see huge terror attacks between now and late October. And I went through in the first hour and some of the second hour why I think that's going to happen. And even Mike Malloy, a pretty mainstream radio host who's been known to be liberal, says get out and buy guns. And then he's going to fight if there's an attempted takeover. We know criminal elements of the government are behind the terror attacks. We know they've staged a bunch of fake terror raids that were totally staged. In hindsight, again, the big headlines come out, and then days later, they have to respond, okay, it was really a setup. It wasn't just a sting, it was entrapment. So they're trying to create this illusion that they've stopped all these attacks, and I've predicted that will lead up to them. I said years ago, when you see a flurry of those, to, oh, we missed one. The terrorists got through, and now they're at red alert for the first time in 4 years since they created that fear-mongering system, which we have a whole bunch of mainstream articles where they admit, the White House had to admit, that they were staging them for political effect. Ari Fleischer, weeks before he resigned, probably why they fired him, and he resigned. That's how it works. Bush fires you, then you resign. Slipped up, you know, they said, in fact, I got the transcript here, whitehouse.gov, it's on infowars.com, it's on prisonplanet.com, it's on jonesreport.com. They said, well, why are there all these terror alerts right now? Is this anything to do with the scandal right now? And he said, yeah, what do you think it is? It's political. Fleischer. So, again, I've got MSNBC, CBS News, I've got WorldNet Daily. This is admitted for those that don't know or don't have a memory. I mean, I'm pretty freaked out that 30% of Americans don't know when 9/11 happened. I mean, they don't even know the year. September 11th, 2001, for you neocons out there that are liberals and don't even know it. That's how dumb you are. According to your yardstick, according to your political paradigm, you are left of Chairman Mao. And I'm not joking. I mean, you are the latest model. You don't even know. And you don't know you're handled by a bunch of high-tech handlers that are just there to pacify you. Now, we have all this information converging, all this stuff happening. They will blame it on Iran or Syria. It will go into those countries. They're talking about openly calling it World War III and how great World War III is and how great total war is. The neocons, the Israelis are. That means stock market crash here, land grabbing, pension fund grabbing, everything. They've already looted the entire treasury. They've already looted the Pentagon Trust. Over $3 trillion missing. These are hardcore criminals, okay? They make bank robbers and child kidnappers look like a tea party. These are hardcore killers who are proud of how sadistic and ruthless they are, okay? And I'm not giving myself an out in a prediction. I don't make predictions, folks. I've made one before that came true. I'm making a second now, and as I focus deeper, as more of this emerges, I may even be able to predict the targets. I've got to watch more television because these sickos like to brag, and I've got to catch a few of their key people, and then I've got to focus on some other things and then think about it. But the point is, big terror attacks in the England or U.S., could even be in Israel, could be nuclear, could be biological, but I just see an attack happening as a pretext to go into World War III in the next few months, sooner rather than later, and if we really scream bloody murder, we can stop them from doing it. Understand, you didn't. Some people didn't listen, or I didn't have a big enough show, or it was meant to happen. We couldn't stop 9/11, even though I got on the air and said, call Bush, tell him don't do it. I mean, come on. I said, World Trade Center, they'll blame it on bin Laden. Now, I'm here again doing it. And I think people are going to listen this time, but it may not do enough. It's up to you folks, but I know when I'm right. Shifting gears, I appreciate him holding the last 3 minutes, is John Connor. He popped up a few years ago, and last year wrote the book, The Resistance Manifesto, which has a second edition out. It's a great book, and it's a good day to have John on. John is a guerrilla info warrior. Every day he calls into a bunch of radio talk shows. He calls into Alan Combs, he calls into Michael Savage, he calls into Sean Hannity, he calls into Larry King Live, he calls into TV shows. He's having a big effect and getting a lot of attention out there. And lately he made headlines in a bunch of papers for boycotting Oliver Stone's new 9/11 film. And John Connor, good to have you on with us.
It's a rare occurrence that I got on the air on a radio talk show and I'm not hung up on immediately, personally insulted, and have the host pay Twilight Zone music in the background. So thank you for actually addressing serious issues and being a patriot and caring about your country and your fellow human being.
Well, John, tell us about your website, but then I want to get right into your take. I'm sure you've been listening, or I'm guessing you have. You probably have the same take on the latest. Oh, they captured 21. Oh, they were going to blow up 10 planes. Oh, my gosh, red alert. We're about to be hit by terrorists. It's imminent. Give all your rights up. Iran's behind it. Let's have World War III.
I'm still waiting for reports to come out whether there were actual explosives or devices found. They say they were planning it, but they don't seem to have any evidence. At least they haven't reported this. I'm also waiting for the report to come out that a quote-unquote informant had infiltrated the group, and this is how they foiled the plot. So as the reports come out more, we're probably going to see that this is the same MO that's happened again. I want to add a caveat to the prediction of a looming major terrorist attack, and that is if a nuke goes off in this country, I think what they'll do is say that Iran purchased the nuke from North Korea, possibly when the Iranians were overseeing the 4th of July missile test, and that's going to be the North Korean tie-in so that they can unleash their New World Order attacks on any and all opposing countries when 9/12 happens. And if that does happen, they've been saying...
They want a huge global meltdown. They want a stock market crash, folks. They want They want order out of chaos. Can you explain the mindset of the globalists, John, because I know you're an expert on it. I mean, I agree with your analysis. So people understand why the globalists are different from you or I.
These people, occasionally, Alex, will mention that they worship Lucifer, that they are satanic, that they're into the occult. These are not personal attacks. These people have the mindset, the religious worldview, that they are Satanists. And what this means is they have no regard at all for any of God's laws. Jesus said, just care about your neighbor like yourself, love the Lord, keep the commandments. These people couldn't care less. They absolutely are predatorial animals. They literally worship Lucifer. They think that God was holding back on us and that Satan is their God, helping them to achieve their goals of becoming powerful and becoming gods themselves. So they
No, that's it. And for those that don't know, Helmut Schmidt, German Chancellor, wrote a book and said he was a Luciferian and conducted rituals with the Bushes and others. Now, you can get that at the library, folks, written by the German Chancellor. We have Tony Blair openly, literally 20 mainstream articles plus, BBC, you name it, channeling this white light, doing weird Aztec rituals everywhere he goes, spirits telling him what to do, the Bushes, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. I mean, folks, this is real. This is not a joke.
Now, what's going to happen, what's going to come out of World War III is the global savior, and whether this is in 5 years or 50 years, the Antichrist will be the new Hitler to save the world. And this is the theme of the Freemasons and the Skull and Bones secret societies. And it's no coincidence that the Antichrist will take up his office in the rebuilt Solomon's Temple, and he will claim that he is God. And it's no coincidence that the Freemasons have their temple as a mock-up of Solomon's Temple. The Freemasons themselves believe that they are becoming gods. The head of a Freemason lodge is called the Worshipful Master. And so all of this fits in to their setting the stage for their global New World Order president, the Antichrist.
Meanwhile, the globalists have bought off all the major church denominations. They're preparing for this leader. They're going to claim that the man who first rises is Jesus. Everything is set to worship Israel. Whoever rises there will be worshipped because they think they're all going to be raptured out. They will recognize this individual as Jesus.
Yes, and now the globalists...
Understand, mainline Christians, if this all plays out, will be the ones running the guillotines killing Christians.
And the globalists are the ones that are committing terrorist attacks, false flag terror, blaming it on other enemies. This is exactly what their god Lucifer does. He causes the problems, he causes the trouble, and then he blames it on God so that uninformed people say, you know, why is God doing this? Man, you know, God's a bad person. He's the one that's causing all this trouble. And then Lucifer is going to be the one as the savior, just like the globalists, just like Bush, just like the criminal neocons and the Illuminati. So they're following suit with their god, Lucifer, the devil.
Well, this isn't a joke, folks. You know, we just did 2 hours of hard news, and I've been to Bohemian Grove. I mean, they write books, okay? I mean, you cannot deny Tony Blair's into this, Bush is into this, these chancellors are into this. This is what they're doing. But getting back into the actual nuts and bolts of it, do you think that screaming bloody murder, do you think exposing this, do you think talking about it could back them off?
I think that it can slow it down. I do think that we can save, by doing this, we can save our families. We can maybe save America. We're going to have a hard fall. This country will go down. But I think what we can do, you know, we're not just going to lay down and wait for the rapture. We have to fight. We have to protect our families and our friends. And so we're not going to just lay down and let them do this. What we can do, there's going to be some people who are going to lose. There's two teams. There's a winning team. There's a losing team. Jesus said he came here to make us choose a side. So let's choose the winning side. Let's not roll over and let these guys do this. You know, we need to call a spade a spade. When somebody's committing a crime, you need to stand up and point it out. We can't just say, oh, well, you know, there's nothing we can do. You know, if somebody's breaking into your house, what are you going to do? Are you just going to let them do all this? Nothing. You're going to fight them. You're going to go down with a fight. If you're going to lose, you're going to go down. You're going to hurt them before they hurt you, and this is our duty.
I want to come back and get more into what we're facing and cover some of the news that's come out with this latest escalation in fear-mongering that really signals they're about to pull something big here. They're openly calling for World War III like it's a good thing. Okay, these are the traitors that are overthrowing the U.S. The people calling for World War III are the ones setting up the American Union right now. They're the ones coming after your guns. They're the ones for the illegal aliens.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odor are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Lenin School of Political Warfare has laid down a plan for a third world war that will destroy both Christianity and communism at the same time? From the rubbles of this war, the Illuminati will establish their world government, prophesied in Revelation chapter 13. Communism said they would pretend to collapse, and when America had begun to disarm, the combined communist world would launch a surprise attack and smash us with their clenched fists. We'd like to show you how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Remember, we've got martial law, 911.info, jonesreport.com, infowars.net, prisonplanet.tv. Infowars.net is on its own server. Prisonplanet.tv is on its own server. Infowars and Prison Planet are two big sites, are on the same big server system. I don't want to say it's been being attacked the last few days, though that's exactly what it basically is. I mean, this stuff certifiably attacks. They've been going up and down, having problems, so just know about the other sites, and that's it. I'm going to start in the next few months a couple more sites, and we're about to redesign all the sites and make them even better and upgrade them, and so just tell everybody about the websites. We're trying to keep you from getting to them. I mean, we've had official problems in the past, you know, actual people going in and putting stuff on the servers and other things. And it's just, it's going on right now. So just everybody, you know, know that we're fighting here to get you this information, so help us spread the word. Going back to John Connor. John, I am particularly disgusted by fake conservatives. I was on some sniveling show on a big station in Denver last night, and the guy actually didn't have me on to have me answer any questions. He wouldn't let me answer anything. He would claim I couldn't answer it, and he was all into how he's this former Marine, he's a great patriot, and George Bush is basically Jesus. I don't know how these people can be so delusional. I guess they think of it as like they've picked a team and their team's good. It's really childish. Like they think because they think someone's good, they must be because they think they are. I mean, do you see the point I'm making?
Sean Hannity is most likely a Mockingbird asset. He's under a $25 million contract just for his radio show alone. So we're not going to be getting the truth from these phony neocons. All they are is mouthpieces for the neocons and for the Bush administration. And we need to take these people to the mat. Now, I hear Alex urging everybody to call into these talk shows. We need to do this constantly, and every other phone call needs to be addressing the issues that are at hand. Operation Northwoods. 9/11 was an inside job. Let's plug Infowars.com. Let me give everybody a little tip so that you don't have to press redial for 30 minutes trying to get on hold. A lot of the shows will book the phone calls in the first 5 to 10 minutes. So don't be afraid to start calling in before the show actually goes to air. And then feed the screener a topic that's of significance. And then once you get on the air, you could, let's say, change your mind and bring up a more important topic. I've been listening to Alan Colmes to other shows, and I will hear people call and say 9/11 was an inside job, but I would like to hear it more often. And so I think that everybody needs to do this. This is the only way that we can reach the masses without having the gatekeepers block our news.
And this is a peaceful way to revolt against it, because if we really get aggressive and tell everybody else to do it, if they just start every other call, 9/11's an inside job, the government's about to stage another attack, prisonplanet.com, resistancemanifesto.com, we start doing that or plugging other sites, it is really all the dumbbells out there, the sheep. Bush isn't a real conservative. He's a Trojan horse. Prisonplanet.com. Stuff like that can really bring them to their knees.
Yeah, now I'll hear on the Mockingbird stations, occasionally they'll use Michael Moore as a typical liberal. Well, the Michael Moores out there are saying this. The Cindy Sheehans are saying this. Folks, we need to elevate Alex Jones to that level. We need to have every day Sean Hannity say, well, you know, the Alex Joneses say.
Well, Neil Bortz is already, they're already doing that some, which I actually don't like. But I get your point, though.
To elevate Alex, he has the credibility, he has the integrity to be the one that can pierce through the mainstream media. Alex, just the other day I was passing one of my neighbors and he said, hey, I was flipping through the stations the other day and I saw that Alex Jones guy on C-SPAN. This is just one of my neighbors, one of the many people that I've just handed out your videos to. He understands. Many people are coming around. I got a phone call from my mom the other day, and she said, did you hear that there's a University of Wisconsin professor that says 9/11's an inside job? Even my own mother, who just likes to hang out in her garden and not worry about all this, is coming around. So we're almost there, folks. Let's not give up. Every day, let's relentlessly pursue the mockingbirds, the phony talk shows, even the left wings.
For those that don't know what mockingbirds are, tell them.
Operation Mockingbird was a CIA program some 50, 60 years ago where the CIA infiltrated most editors of most major media outlets, the talking heads. They have do not talk lists. There are lists of items that must not be addressed, that must not make it onto the air. So they are either CIA agents themselves as talking heads, as editors.
Or they're being handled.
Or they are assets and paid off with their do not talk about lists.
And by the way, we've been talking about this for years. That was declassified in 77, but in the last 2 years it came out. Again, Bush has spent $1.6 billion in a two-year period on paying off reporters. $1.6 billion. That's only one program. We've now learned of others. $118 million program paying for fake letters to the editor. Folks, you can't believe anything these people say.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
We stand on the edge of World War III, order out of chaos. The globalists that are in control of our country engineered World War I, World War II. They openly publish books. David Rockefeller saying he wants to destroy America. The book he published 2 years ago, he actually says, yes, there's these people that claim I want to get rid of the U.S. and bring in world government, and they're right. They're doing it. Do you understand? That's why I got so mad. I was on this talk show last night, and I was actually on two yesterday. I was on one last night and a couple in the morning, but two neocon shows. This guy on WRKO out of Boston, I was talking about how there's a move for global government, and he just said that's not true. While he had socialists calling in who were saying they wanted it and it was going to be wonderful. We're going to go to your calls in a moment, 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231, Mark and Seth and many others. John Connor's our guest. John, I want to play a few of these clips. You've got hundreds of them on your website of you calling into Larry King and, you know, Sean Hannity and Savage and all of them. But before we go any further, tell us about your website and about your book.
The website is TheResistanceManifesto.com. The book title is The Resistance Manifesto. It is the New World Order A to Z. It's a 400-page concordance of what they're doing from 9/11 to the rise of the Antichrist. And occasionally it turns people off to mention that these people are into the occult, that they worship Lucifer, but that's the key issue here. So that's what this is all building up to. And it covers most of the main topics from 9/11, Operation Northwoods, to how the Freemasons,
the cybernetics, Illuminati, the microchips, everything.
Everything. It's coming down. Every chapter ties into the next. And it is a concordance of the New World Order. It's available exclusively at theresistancemanifesto.com. So people will call me up or email me, well, tell me more. What about this? What about this? And, you know, I've written a 400-page book explaining what's happening. And so if you would like to know my insight on it, and it's not only just me saying this, I quote the Satanists themselves out of their very own books. So they're the ones that are saying what they're doing.
I know. I mean, how do you have a German chancellor saying, we're the Bilderberg Group, we run the planet, I love doing rituals at the Grove in Germany, but my favorite place is with the Bushes in California. I mean, this is German presidents, folks.
And the book, Externalization of the Hierarchy, which I'm sure is in the Skull and Bones Tomb Library and mandatory reading for the globalists, lays it all out. It says that they've infiltrated the church. It says that the Freemasons are the true key holders of the light. And it says that once they have built up their strength strong enough so that nobody can stop them, that they're going to come out from the shadows. They're going to externalize the hierarchy and announce that, yes, we've been doing this for thousands of years working in secret, and so now we can tell you now that our savior Lucifer has come. So that's what it's about.
And by the way, you've all got to die before our heaven can be here. Let's go ahead and take some calls, but I just want to reiterate to everybody out there who's listening that this isn't a joke. These people really are terrorists. They really are staging terror attacks. They really did carry out 9/11. And they're saying we're about to get hit again, and they're staging all these captures of terrorists so they can say, well, we caught most of them. Sorry you got hit again. It's Iran. We've got to go in there. They're really moving. This isn't a drill. But they're also watching, engaging us. If they think that, you know, they're having to stage all these events right now to get us scared so we'll go jump in their arms. And so we'll go along with this. We've got to ring the alarm bells like Paul Revere that, you do not want to go with these people, that they're the bad guys. So we've got a bunch of press releases coming out at InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. If those sites are down, they've been having problems the last few days, you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv. It's on its own server. InfoWars.net is on a separate server. Those two sites are alternate designate sites. There's a lot of other great sites as well. If we have to, we'll get our information out to people that way. Go ahead and talk to Seth. And Seth, where are you calling us from?
Hi, I'm calling from Omaha.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I called last year. I was talking about those RFID tags. Today, I was looking at the local newspaper's website, omaha.com, and they have a poll about that fake terror alert over in Britain and about how all the liquids are banned from the carry-ons now. And almost more than 900 more people agree with the fake Homeland Security crap than disagree with it.
Well, but see, people are compartmentalized mentally, too. A lot of those, if you talk to them, they believe that 9/11 is an inside job, but then they'll be scared of this event separately. I appreciate your call, sir, bringing up that issue. Listen, this is what happens. People, when something new comes out, are scared and do buy into it, but over time, they don't. Yes, there's bombs that can be liquid. Let's ban everything. It's all about training you to be a slave. It's like when I've walked through security with a bottle of water before, they go pull it out of your bag, take a drink of it, or you know, take your shoes off. Ha-ha, your feet are stinky. It's about letting you get shoved around a little bit, letting you get laughed at a little bit. Hey, let's go search your bags now. Hey, I said over here. Hey. You know, it's about letting you know how to be a prisoner. This is like when you first get to prison, if you're a perp. You know, if you're a convict, that when you get there, you know, they're going to let you know this is a new life. This is how it is. You're in prison now. Do you got it? John Connor comments.
Yeah, I would like to add that if and when there is another major terrorist attack that makes September 11th look like a car accident, the 9/11 truth movement isn't going to be focused on. People are going to be worrying and talking about the latest issue. 9/11 is going to be some attack that happened years and years ago.
That's so, another reason they may have to go ahead and carry something out clean like a nuke going off, because then you never find out what happens. You see, and then, oh, 9/11, that's old.
Yeah, 9/11 truth movement, that's something from years ago. We have this new terrorist attack that we need to focus on, that we need to worry about.
And whoever's got the radio on, please turn it off. But you're absolutely right. That is exactly another reason. And again, I've said over and over again, it's a catch-22. We've exposed their terror paradigm, so they haven't carried out attacks for 5 years. And they were going to. Okay, all the evidence was there. They were moving to. But they were still in a kind of an open objective where they were targeting, but not specifically. We didn't know when they'd launch. I see them going into the mode now of picking targets, launching an attack. I see that lining up. I see all the lights going on, all the indicators, all the alarms going off. But I said, if we expose that they're carrying out terror, it will push them to where we start winning, and then they're going to carry out an even bigger event. But duty belongs to us. Consequence belongs to God. John Connor, you want to respond to that, that regardless of what the, quote, consequences are, we've got to do the right thing?
Yeah, we must do the right thing. And put yourself, if you were a German citizen, if you were a German-blooded citizen back during World War II or before the war during the rise of Hitler, imagine what it would have been like to stand up and say, you know, this isn't right. I think that, you know, Hitler burned the Reichstag. He is a dictator. This is not right. Everybody would have attacked you. Everybody would have said that you are not a German citizen. You're with the Jews. And so we can't just lay down, even though there is a possibility that they will carry out a nuke or another major attack to whitewash, to put 9/11 on the back burner.
You never give in. You never negotiate with terrorists.
Never. You have to just keep pointing out their criminal activity. And despite, yeah, you said it the best, duty's ours, consequence belongs to God. And Jesus said in Matthew 24:6, there will be wars and rumors of wars. And he said to not be afraid. So I'm not afraid. I'm just very concerned.
Well, I know this. It's only going to be worse if we don't fight them. And these people have got to be resisted. We're going to go back to your calls in a moment, but let's play a few clips. I've only got three of these. I know you sent us about 10, John, but there's so many. We've got a couple with Sean Hannity, one with Savage. Let's play the Sean Hannity clips first. Go ahead and roll it.
John, hello.
With all the evidence that's coming forward from Operation Northwoods to Able Danger that's coming to the surface, is it really that hard now to believe that September 11th...
All right, goodbye. Yes, isn't that nutcase? Let us go to...
So, yeah, don't want that information to get out. Don't want folks to find out. Huh? Do we, Sean? Don't want us to find out, sir, about what the government did we? John Connor?
Yeah, I mean, there you go. It's on his Do Not Talk About list. He knew exactly what I was getting at and doesn't even want to get it on the air, won't even debate the issue.
Can't do it.
And in the next clip with Sean Hannity, he made the mistake of asking me to enlighten the audience. So he did give me about a minute to
lay
the case.
Let's see what Sean does this time. Do we have the minute-long clip, sir? Go ahead.
Oh, this ought to be interesting. Connor, Los Angeles. How are you, Connor?
You're a terrible American, Sean Hannity. You're a mainstream media mockingbird, a New World Order shill, and a 9/11 whitewasher.
And what happened on 9/11? Why don't you educate us, oh brilliant one?
9/11 was an inside job on one level. It was purposely allowed to happen as a pretext for the war on terror. On another level, elements within the shadow government helped and made sure it were to happen for a pretext. Why don't you open your eyes? Look at Operation Northwoods, Sean Hannity,
yes,
a declassified government plan to commit terrorism in this country by crashing planes and blaming it on a political enemy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay, stop with the music. Let's talk about the issue seriously.
George
Operation Northwoods. Why don't
Northwoods.
You look it up on the Internet, Sean?
Okay, you know, if it's on the Internet, it's got to be true.
No, it's a declassified document,
declassified.
Sean, in the National Archives,
I know.
Sir.
I know, sir.
Yeah,
I know.
Northwoods. Why don't you substitute the word
Let me ask you a question.
Iraq, and it's exactly
Let me
what
ask
happened
you a question.
On 9/11.
Let me ask you a question. Whatever's inside you, did they implant it?
Speaking of implanting things, let's talk about the Verit chip, implantable microchip, which is going to start coming, Sean.
I've got
it. Peddling too.
Got to go. Thank you very much. Now, let's go to our phone.
By the way, the incredible thing is Hannity's been on TV saying every child needs one, buy stock in it. Okay, I've got that on video, but then you're a kook. See, I mean, these, and notice you did a great job there by saying, hey, go ahead, hang up on me, you mockingbird propagandist. He had to give you a little bit or he'd sound bad. You really set him up good there.
Well, and then, of course, they play the Twilight Zone in the background, and he won't even debate the issue. All he says is, yeah, okay, sure. And then
still, a lot of his audience, the people that think, not the drooling liberals that are so liberal they don't even know their program to think they're conservative. I mean, that's zombie, folks. That's the new wave of liberal. They don't even know it. That's how brainwashed they are. They're incredible. That a lot of people are going to go Google Northwoods, and it's over for you, Sean.
And that's the point. And that's why we need to start plugging InfoWars.com. When I'm just driving to the grocery store, when I'm sitting listening to Sean Insanity, folks, I would like to hear InfoWars.com or TheResistanceManifesto.com plugged, or plug an issue that people can Google, like Northwoods. It's one thing to say 9/11 was an inside job. You can mention some evidence. But if you mention specific keywords or the websites, people will go just out of curiosity and check out to see what it is that that caller brought up and why Sean Insanity wouldn't address the issues.
I know. It's just so sick. It's amazing. Let's play one of the top beatniks from the 60s. This is a man who wrote books about his passion with other men. This is your Christian conservative leader. This is the dual citizen. This is the oily beatnik. This is the beast himself. Let's go ahead and roll a clip of Michael Weiner. You know him as Savage, the demonic dwarf. Here it is.
John, on KFMB in San Diego, you're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, so many prominent people like Morgan Reynolds, former economist to the Department of Labor during Bush's first term, and BYU physics professor Stephen Jones.
Oh, please, sir, you're way in the... What's the point? And then tell us who said it, because I don't know what you're referring to.
Prominent people are coming out expressing doubt about the official 9/11 story and saying that not only is the government covering it up, but that the government has...
Here we go. Now you're going to give me a website that says that the protocols of the Elders of Zion did it.
The Elders of Zion were the...
Well, we know the Jews did it, right? We know that the Jews did everything bad. Jews do nothing good. Is that correct, John?
The Illuminati's control...
Yeah, the Illuminati. I haven't met any. Where do they live? Can I attend one of their coffee houses or coffee sessions?
Yeah, well, anyway, let's get back. 9/11's an inside job. The government let it happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. World War II was an inside job, too, wasn't it? I'm not one of your pupils, if you have any, John. What's your main point? Make it quickly. 30 seconds or less. Go ahead, please.
Check out The Resistance.
No. You're not getting any websites on my show. Make the point yourself. No websites.
The government not only allowed September 11th to happen...
I'm going to say it once again. Shut your mouth. Listen to me. You've got 30 seconds to make your statement. If you cite a website, I'm going to cut you off. You make it in your own words. Go ahead, please.
September 11th was allowed to happen. It was not a surprise attack. It wasn't an intelligence failure. The same strategy has happened numerous times throughout history, and it was allowed to happen to further the New World Order and the war in Iraq and the war on terrorism, the war to destroy our freedoms, and further the New World Order for the neocons and the Illuminati and the criminals who are furthering this agenda.
Mm-hmm. Is that the entire statement, and what's the proof of that?
Open your eyes. Look at Operation Northwoods, a declassified government plan to commit terrorism in American soil in Washington, D.C.
Have you experienced a loss of your civil rights? You're able to stand here and accuse the government of heinous crimes. You're able to stand there on my radio show and put down the government and say that you've lost your rights? Where have you lost your rights, sir?
They said they allowed September 11th to happen.
Well, no, wait a minute. But you're implying there's a creepy, ghoulish, Bush-Cheney conspiracy to take over the world, and that they did 9/11, they let it happen, and they're going to steal our rights. Give me some evidence. What is your evidence?
Cheney had NORAD stand down. They didn't dispatch the planes up there. Nobody did anything. Nobody stopped the terrorists from training at the flight centers. They had Moussaoui's computer. Nobody did anything. President Bush signed a presidential decision directive to pull agents off.
All right, so you're of the school that believes it's a government conspiracy, and so therefore what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to tell everybody that I know the truth, and now...
All right, and what was it? You want Hillary Clinton to save the nation?
No, I'm a conservative, Michael, actually, and it's sad. I just call them like I say them. I'm not...
All right, well, you're entitled to your opinion. I'm not here to tell you shouldn't
right.
have your opinion.
So the beatnik, you know, is smarter than like a Hannity operative, and so the man who writes love poems to his lovers, I mean, and you try to tell conservatives that Savage wrote books that sold very well about his private, you know, relationships with other men, and how much he loves them, and how the, you know, the pleasures they have together. And then he sits there, but at least he let you talk a little bit. Though he wouldn't let you get give out a website so people could actually find the documents. But I would respond, they're using the Patriot Act against citizens all the time. They're grabbing private property now. They're stealing the funds, the pension funds dry. They're looting. They're putting us into wars. They're trying to pass laws for secret arrest. They're torturing. I mean, no one can deny that we're entering tyranny, John Connor.
No, and I actually was surprised when I called him one of the times about Bohemian Grove. He said, do you have evidence of this? Can you post this somewhere? And then when I plugged Infowars.com, they used the dump button to bleep out the web address. So let's just bring these people to the mat. Let's call them every day. Let's plug Alex Jones and Infowars.com until they can't take a phone call without hearing about it.
Well, we've got to expose the fact that they're about to engineer another terror attack. All the indicators are there. It's going down right now, folks. Warn everybody. We can back them off.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39 by calling 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, let's try to jam a bunch of phone calls in here. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I really like your guest and everything you're saying, hitting on all the points. I want to say one thing to your guest, and I think you'll agree to this, Alex. We talk about the Bible and how, and I agree, we can slow this thing down. I don't think it's, I think it's imminent that, that there's going to be massive destruction in the whole world, as the Bible talks about. But we can slow it down. But the one thing I want to say is, if you read the Bible where Jesus talks about the wide path that leads to destruction, and many shall find it, and few shall find the straight and narrow path, and I believe what Jesus is saying there is that, I think the Antichrist, as he says, is going to probably come out of the Middle East somewhere. And basically, all these so-called conservative Christians, these people that think Bush is God.
No, it says they're going to worship him and say it's Christ. That's
absolutely
exactly what they're ready to do.
And these are the ones that
Israel's banned Christian proselytizing, and our Christian leaders actually get on TV and support it.
Absolutely.
These people are scum.
They are.
The
Alex,
problem is the fake Christians.
Yep, and they're the ones that are going to follow it. And I moved, Alex. I moved away from Chicago. I'm about 150 miles in a rural town, and I moved because I'm preparing for the future. I'm living in a small town here, but I'm away from everything, and I'm preparing for the worst thing. I wanted to get out of Chicago because it's a lot of stuff can go down in a
big city. Good job. Yeah, we're looking to try to get out of the city of Austin at least 30, 40 miles. I'm already on the edge of the town, but that's not good enough. This is a major target. You want to comment on that, Mr. Connor?
Well, Jesus said in Luke 22:35 to sell some of your clothes and buy a sword. So it can just go ahead and take that for what it's worth.
Did you hear the big Air America host, Mike Malloy, say buy guns?
Oh, yeah, and you know, it's funny because I called Mike Malloy's show to expose the Bohemian Grove, and I was shocked. He knew exactly what it was. He didn't hang up on me and insult me, and we had a good chit-chat about it for a little while.
Well, you heard him. He said he's had his little paradigm shifted. That's happening right now. Look, New World Order, you're in trouble. The liberals are all out buying automatic, semi-automatic rifles. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Kansas. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Alex. You guys are doing a good job. I kind of ran into a snag on some research I was doing, and hopefully other people will step forward with documentation. And
okay, I'm missing what you're saying. We're getting short on time. What's going on?
Well, I wrote a paper, and I need more documentation on it, but it's on the web. It's called Warrantless Spy Program Monitoring People's Thoughts, and hopefully other people step forward with what they know about that.
Okay.
And add to it.
Okay, we'll check it out, Mike. Thank you. Eric in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, Alex.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'll be as brief as possible. And I wanted to just point out that there's a great website and an article called 200 plus 9/11 smoking guns, and it's 12 pages, and it's a very cogent explanation of everything.
Yeah,
and
it's Kill Town. We plug it all the time.
Yeah, and what I'm doing is I'm taking that first page, and I'm making copies, and I'm putting down the windshields of all the cars in our grocery stores, and I'm suggesting that for everybody.
Good. Keep it up. Keep it up. Resistance, theresistancemanifesto.com. We got a link to it on Infowars.com. John, thank you for coming on with us.
Anytime. Terror Storm is a million-dollar budget-looking documentary that should be on the History Channel. Looks like the History Channel. Folks, don't take advantage of Alex. Don't just watch it on Google Video. Get the DVD. Support the man so he can keep up the fight. Power to the resistance.
Yes. Well, I didn't really plug videos today or anything. I've been so hyped up about what's happening, but yeah, there may come a time when you can't even get these folks, and people will really wake up if the enemy goes in the next phase. I mean, we're looking at it could get real bad, but we planted so many seeds that the seeds of their destruction are there. We're going to win in the end. God's on our side. God bless you all. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
What?